Unit 1. Sports and Injuries. Listening to Talks. The Human Body. Task 3. Listen to talks about the human body. First, fill in the missing words. Second, check the true or false statements with your classmates. If you aren't sure, give reasons for your answer. Number 1. Our human body is a complex system. It still confuses scientists on a regular basis despite thousands of years of medical knowledge. You don't need to be surprised that our body parts and functions have many unexpected facts and explanations behind them. There are lots of interesting facts about the human body. I will show you some. True or false? The human body is a system that we can explain easily. Number 2. Do you know the brain can't feel pain? Of course, the brain might be the pain center. When you cut your finger or burn yourself, you feel pain. But the brain itself does not have pain receptors and can't feel pain. It doesn't mean your head can't hurt. The brain is surrounded by lots of tissues, nerves, and blood vessels. They are very receptive to pain and sometimes can give you a headache. True or false? The brain is the pain center, so it can feel pain through tissues, nerves, and blood vessels around it. Number 3. Women's hair is finer than men's, but it's still tough. It is about half the diameter of men's hair. You might think it's strange, but you wouldn't be surprised to hear that men's hair is rougher or coarser than women's hair. In addition, human hair varies in diameter between races. True or false? Human hair is different between genders as well as between races. Number 4. The largest internal organ is the small intestine. It is called the smaller of the two intestines, but it is actually 4 times as long as the height of an average adult. If it weren't looped back and forth upon itself, it wouldn't fit inside the abdominal cavity. True or false? The small intestine is smaller than the large intestine. Number 5. The aorta, the main artery in the human body, is nearly the diameter of a garden hose. The average adult heart is about the size of a fist, beating about 100,000 times a day. The artery needs to be large because it is the main supplier of rich, oxygenated blood to the rest of the body. True or false? The size of your heart is about the size of your fist. Number 6. Sneezes regularly exceed 100 miles per hour. They are very powerful, so you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze. This is also a good reason to cover your mouth when you sneeze. Coughs clock in at about 60 miles per hour. Viruses get spread quickly during cold and flu season. It's no wonder coughs spray germs far and wide. True or false? Sneezes and coughs can spread cold and flu viruses quickly.
Reading. High School Sports Injuries. Part 1. Which sport do you like? What should you do when you are injured? Every year, lots of teenagers participate in high school sports. An injury to a high school athlete can be a significant disappointment for them and their family. If they continue to play with an injury, it may lead to an additional injury with long-term effects. High school sports injuries can cause problems that require surgery as an adult. The figure shows the severity of injuries occurred among U.S. high school student athletes in football, soccer, volleyball, basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball. The injuries were measured by days lost from play and varied by sports. Overall, approximately half of the injuries resulted in less than 7 days lost, and football, girls' basketball, and wrestling had greater proportions of injuries resulting in more than 7 days lost. The overall injury rate in all sports combined was 2.44 injuries per 1,000 athlete exposures. See table. When you have a sports injury, you should quickly seek proper treatment. To ensure the best possible recovery, you must follow safe guidelines before returning to the game. Part 2. What types of injuries are you most interested in? Acute injuries. Acute injuries are usually the result of a sudden trauma. Examples include collisions with obstacles on the field or between athletes. Common acute injuries among young athletes are contusions, bruises, sprains, a partial or complete tear of a ligament, strains, a partial or complete tear of a muscle or tendon, and fractures. Overuse injuries. Overuse injuries occur gradually over time. When an athletic activity is repeated so often, parts of the body don't have enough time to heal between playing. Overuse injuries can affect muscles, ligaments, tendons, bones, and growth plates. For example, gymnastics and cheerleading are two common activities associated with injuries to the wrist and elbow. Catastrophic sports injuries. Many sports, especially contact sports, have inherent dangers. Young athletes can have special risks for severe injuries. Even with rigorous training and proper safety equipment, children are at risk for severe injuries to the head and neck with damage to the brain or spinal cord. Concussion. Concussions are caused by a bump, blow, or jolt to the head or body. It results in the brain moving rapidly back and forth inside the skull. Concussions can happen in any sport or recreational activity.